You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force, and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. 5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
So during this time in Jeremiah's life, and it's particularly important to understand this as we talk about this, this is a group of people that are in covenant with God. They got a deal with God. Abraham, Father Abraham, made a deal with them. The 12 tribes of Israel came out of him. And these people that are in covenant with God are mad. They are upset with God. They're ticked off. They feel like God has not been holding up his end of the bargain. God ain't been holding up his end of the covenant. Things ain't going the way they thought it should go. In other words, they're living in a place where they thought it would look like a whole lot different than what it looks like right now. How many know what I'm talking about with that? Come on, you thought you'd be somewhere else rather than where you are right now. Amen? They're living in a place where there is oppression. They're being oppressed, and they're watching all this stuff go on around them, and they're mad that they just have to sit by and watch everybody else be blessed while their stuff ain't being blessed. And they're mad, they're frustrated, they're upset because things didn't turn out the way they thought they would. They've been watching other people that don't have a covenant with God be blessed. Nah, y'all ain't gonna help me, but that's true. Come on, amen. Come on, I went to church when I was in school, when I was in junior high school. I went to youth group every Wednesday night. I went to church every Sunday, and we could barely scratch together a little bit of money for me to get down to the store to get a big gulp soda. And my friends in ninth grade were getting brand new cars. Didn't go to church no time. That happened to anybody else? Come on. Peeling out in the parking lot, leaving school, smoking a tire while I was getting on the bus. That's what was going on. All these people who wasn't living right was being blessed. It looked like their whole life was coming apart and everybody was being blessed. Y'all know what I'm talking about, amen? Some of you got a job, your friends got promoted and you didn't get promoted. Some people have a happy marriage and you ain't got one. You've been serving God and like you go home and get your head taken off. Ain't nobody going to be honest today. Come on. Huh? Other people don't live for God. They make all kinds of money. Their kids do good in school, graduate, go to an Ivy League college, graduate, make something big out of their life, make millions of dollars. And here you are, been in church every Sunday and every Wednesday night, and Junior done dropped out of high school, and you don't know where he's at. They are thinking something done went wrong. It shouldn't be this way. Amen. And so in the middle of all these complaints of the people, they're beginning to come up to God, before God, about the situation that they find themselves in. And I'm telling you, man, God is about to do something in this house, in this ministry. There's going to be more. There's a shift that is taking place. I'm telling you, limitless living is going to become part of the fingerprint on this church. And I believe God is wanting this house to come to a place where we begin to flow in unity and we begin to operate in obedience to the principles of the New Testament, and we literally become a New Testament church in this region. Come on, how many of you believe that today? Amen. And I don't mean more like more blessing. We talked about limitless favor and blessing. I'm talking about more like when we are built to endure more. We are built to handle more. We're built to go further, last longer. Come on, somebody shout more. Come on, amen. But I'm also aware today that many of us in this room have watched God bless other people. We've watched God bless other businesses. We've watched God bless other families. And we sit here and we go, God, when's it going to be my turn? When is it coming my way? When is it my turn to have favor on my kids, favor on my wallet, favor on my relationships, favor on my emotions? Listen to me. I know there's been frustration. I know there has been disappointment. I know you feel like everything in your life don't always come up the way that you want it to. Not now, and maybe not even tomorrow. But you need to hear me today. I want you to know that God has not forgotten you. God has not left you behind. He's still operating in your life. He's bringing you to a place where you can learn how to overcome and endure more. It may not be what you thought it was going to be, but believe me, God is getting you prepared for the journey that lies ahead. And where you're at, he's teaching you how to handle where you're going. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, somebody give him praise. So now here we got Jeremiah. He's talking on behalf of the people. Jeremiah has now become the official spokesperson of a bunch of disgruntled people. And rather being the spokesperson for the Creator, which was really what his assignment in life was to do, he is now taking on the problems of the people and he's going back to God to give God a word. That ought to be a reality check for some of us. Come on, amen. He's positioned himself as a mediator between upset people and Almighty God, amen, to negotiate a deal. And this is what he says to God. He approaches God and he says this, Lord, righteous are you when I plead with you. Righteous are you, Lord, when I plead with you. In other words, Lord, every time I come to you with a problem, you're always right there to help me deal with my problem because me and you, Lord, we're solid. We're tight. Righteous are you, Lord. I know the way you act towards me, and it's always righteous. How many know when you got kids? How many know when they're coming to set you up for something? I know when Jesse wants something because she goes upstairs and puts on a ballerina dress. I'd be watching TV, and she'll come down. Oh, that's beautiful. Do you want to go to the pool? Well, how do you say no to that? That's like, righteous are you, Daddy? Let's go swimming. Y'all ain't never seen nothing like that. Y'all don't know. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about? Come on, amen. So here's Jeremiah. He comes into the presence of God, and he said, God, you know what? You always make the best decisions. You're God. You always make the, there's a lot of people that make decisions, but when you make decisions, God, you always get them right. I mean, how many think God already knows that? Come on, amen. Other people make decisions and sometimes they get it wrong, but not you, God. You always get it right. You make the best decisions, God. But I do need to talk to you about some of these decisions that you have made lately, because I need to get a little bit of clarification on this thing. Some of these things that you've done recently, God, I just need to understand them a little bit better. And then he moves into the same series of questions. How many of you know that this was written 3,500 years ago, and today in the culture that we live in, the questions have not changed? Come on, amen. He said this to God. He said, God, I want to know, why do the wicked prosper? Why do wicked people seem like everything always goes their way? Why does that happen? Come on, you know what I've been talking about. Some of you have been living for God. You get up, you pray every day. You read your Bible. You're solid. You've been worshiping. Your heart is right towards God. You get up and go to work. You got a smile on your face. People say good morning. You say hallelujah. You're happy all the time. And nothing shakes you. Nothing rattles you. You got praises on your lips all day at work. You get to work and Mr. Cuss-a-Lot down at the other end of the aisle, you find out that he done got the big promotion. He ain't done nothing. Come on, somebody. Come on, amen. He's the one that got the big raise, and everybody looks at you like a big old flake. And it seems like no matter how good you are, no matter how hard you work, no matter how much time you put in, no matter how late you stay at work, when you leave that day and go home and get out in your car to leave, you get into a 1981 old Oldsmobile and drive off. Mr. Cuss-a-Lot. Come on, somebody. Nah, you ain't going to help me. Amen. You get home and living next door to you has never seen the inside of a church out in the driveway waxing his brand new Corvette. How many know what I... Come on. Isn't that how it is? God, I know you're righteous. I know you get it right, but I got some questions for you about your recent decisions. Can you please tell me, why do wicked people prosper? And second of all, I want to know, how come the treacherous people seem so happy? Why do people out there seem so happy that are doing so wrong? Come on, amen. Why do people that are mean and all the people that are nasty act like they enjoying everything so much? Come on, if you ain't never thought about that, you a whole lot holier than me. You must speak in tongues when you sleep. You'd be like,
and now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
Then he says, God, you planted them, and they've taken root, and they're growing. And they ain't just growing, they're bearing fruit. They're getting all kinds of good stuff. He said, not only are they prospering and they're happy, but you're the one that's allowing them to do it. Come on, amen. You're the one, God, making it all possible. God, you don't understand. They talk a good game. They talk good church. But when they get out of church, you ain't nowhere in their mind. You ain't nowhere on their lips. They have no intention of letting you run in their life or rule their life. They faking it, God. Can't you see what these people are doing? They're not real. Why you keep blessing them? Come on, amen. They play in church. Verse 3 says this, but you know me. You've seen me. You've tested my heart. In other words, he's saying it's me. It's Jeremiah. It's your boy. It's your boy. I'm your man. Listen. Listen, some of you, listen. Some of you are going to be able to find yourself in this scripture. It's me, God. You know who I am. You know how I am. You know my heart. I might not always get it right, but you know my heart. Is that too real? You know my intentions are worthy and good. I might not follow through 97% of the time, but at least I'm trying. I've told you, some of you ought to be able to find yourself in that right there. I'm just, I feel the Holy Ghost. And then he moves into this whole tirade of bad theology. He starts trying to teach God theology in the Bible, and he begins to really reveal how messed up his thinking is and how twisted his perception is. I mean, how most people in the world, and particularly in the church world, stay frustrated, not because there's a great big devil, not because they've rejected God. It's really because they just got a bunch of messed up theology going on in their head. They think they know the word, or they think they know God, but really what they know and think they know is just something they've built up in their mind about God. Listen to me, I'm saying today that God is in the middle of everything going on in your life. If you could see what he sees from his perspective, you'll know that he's already taken care of everything. It's all in his hands. Somebody say it's in his hands. The problem is because we don't see everything the way he sees everything, our perspective becomes very limited. Our understanding becomes very limited. And if we're not careful, we'll begin to trust what we see and what we understand, and we'll begin to develop a theology based on our own personal revelation and not based on our theology in Christ Jesus by faith. And we'll get messed up theology. It's been going on in church for a long time. I mean, we sang the song, "You Give and Take Away." Remember that? We sang that song? I mean, no, God don't give and take away. Just because Job said it don't make it true. When Job said it, he was in error. He had a twisted perspective. But now for thousands of years, we got churches getting up and singing, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away." The Lord don't give and take away. God took away one thing one time. He took away the sin of the world. The whole principle of the kingdom of God is giving and receiving. Somebody said, "I don't know why God took him. I loved him so much and he died." God didn't take him. God opened up the gates of heaven and received him in. He went. Amen. He went to heaven. Amen. God ain't taking. He's giving and receiving. Everything in the kingdom of God operates on that principle, giving and receiving, sowing and reaping. Come on, is that helping anybody? Amen. So it's important, the perspective that we have on this. Jeremiah's here, and he begins to start out with a bunch of faulty theology, and this is what he says to God. "God, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take them out like a bunch of sheep, and I want you to kill them, slaughter them." I know some of you have been praying that way. Don't act that holy. "Prepare them, Lord, for the day of slaughter." In other words, God, kill them all. Don't sit there all innocent. Some of you holy people don't say, "God, kill them." You say, "Lord Jesus, make them just disappear. Just remove them from us. We know what you mean." Come on, amen. So watch this now. Jeremiah is going off the rails with this really dysfunctional bad theology. And he says, "God, not only do these people need to be killed, not only do you need to destroy these people, but God, somehow I believe that you've been blessing them at my expense. I'm your man. And you're blessing these people at my expense. Because God, watch this. Listen, you got to see this. Stay with me. God, you have been blessing the wrong people. You're not even blessing the right people. Did you have a mental lapse and forget who you were in covenant with, God? We are the people of covenant, not them. You're blessing the wrong people. Come on, look at me and just nod. You all right? Everybody okay? Listen to me. This is what he's trying to say to God. God, you're blessing the wrong people. It shouldn't be working that way. If you knew what I knew about these people, you wouldn't be blessing them. If you knew what I knew about how they live and what they do at home when they ain't nobody watching, you would not be blessing them. If y'all could see what I see right now looking back at me. And here's what he said. He said, "This is what I think should happen to these people. You should judge them to the point where you need to kill them all. kill them all because they're stealing from us what should have been ours. They're taking our blessing. See, how many know there's this faulty theology in church circles that goes around, particularly in church life, that if God blesses somebody else, then there must not be enough blessing left for me. Come on, we get it in the church. We look across the church. Come on. Look across the church and say, well, they don't come to church half as much as I do. They don't seem like they ever got any problems. Whew, it was quiet. Listen to me. If your neighbor is getting blessed, that ought to be an indication to you that that's not a bad thing. If your neighbor's getting blessed, that ought to tell you that God's already in your neighborhood and you're next in line. Come on. It's a good sign that he's got enough blessing to go around from everybody. Come on. Because he's not Santa Claus flying around on a sleigh with a big bag of toys going to run out and fall down your chimney and leave you a little G.I. Joe and give Billy next door a bicycle. No, no, no. God don't run out of blessings like that. Come on, huh? God will never bless somebody so much that he will not have nothing left to bless you. He is a God of covenant, amen? So quit letting your life being contaminated with all kinds of envy and all kinds of jealousy and all kinds of frustration and all kinds of disappointment because you didn't get what somebody else got. You're not where you thought you ought to be and somebody else is getting promoted really fast. You didn't get the ministry you thought you should have and somebody else's ministry is blowing up. Come on, amen? Jeremiah's got bad theology. He's got a lot of messed up thinking. And it's like he's almost running for political office now. We're going to make Judah great again. Messed up. He's messed up. He said, he gets up and he says, this is the reason why this nation is in a mess. It's because the wicked are acting wicked. He said, our nation is in trouble because the ungodly are being ungodly. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to just ask you a question. Do we not expect ungodly people to be ungodly? Why do we complain about it so much in this country? Sinners sin. That's why we call them sinners. If sinners wasn't sinning, we wouldn't call them sinners. We would call them saved. I mean, I feel like sometimes there ain't many people who understand this in the country. I'm so sick to death of seeing preachers get up on TV and going, the nation's going to hell in a handbasket. We got to do something. We got to get a spiritual army together and take this country back. Well, who are you taking it back from? I wish somebody would help me understand this. Come on, amen? Listen, if you will read your Bible, you will find out through the Old Testament when God begins to give us pictures or foreshadow of types that come and the way that he used to operate, he never really destroyed nations because they were sinful and ungodly. There was plenty of nations that were sinful and ungodly that never got destroyed. The nations that were sinful and ungodly got destroyed because what happened is the people of covenant got involved with the people that were ungodly. And God said, the only way I'm going to keep my people in covenant is I got to kill the ungodly people to keep them away from my people in covenant. Y'all ain't going to shout me down. Come on, amen. Could it be in America that if there is any type of judgment, and I say the word if with capital letters, if there's going to be any type of judgment in our land, it's not because of Democrats, and it's not because of Republicans, it's not because of homosexuals, it's not because of progressives, it's not because of pro-choice people that abort babies every day, it's not, come on, somebody help me, it's because the church has refused to be the church.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
We'll be right back.